I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th. The Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you can pass any test, formal or informal, but you can't learn or form new memories. I didn't think this was going to be popular, but I was talked into it. Turns out I know my audience. Final results? 100% reject on Twitter, 100% reject on Facebook. This week, it's ladies first. I wish there was more women representation. I'm joined by Laura Salvis and Carly Thorne, who I'm going to be extra conscious not to interrupt. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Laura Salvis.
Hello.
And Carly Thorne.
Hello.
And the wish we're going to be breaking down is, I wish there was more women representation. Conveniently, I have more female representation than usual on this podcast to discuss this. I guess I'll ask sort of generally, what would this world look like to you? Where would you like to see it the most if there was more women representation?
See, my first thought and the wrong, what I know to be the wrong thought is just flip it entirely. But that's abuse. That's that's like, you know, when you see like people being like, this is the future that the feminists want. That's right. So I worry to say that. But I do think not only equal representation, let us say, but rather like I in my brain, I'm like, it's always been this way. Like, not only is this wish, undoing, like fixing now and having it be equal representation of women, maybe an equal representation of let's say like genders across the board, but also it's always been this way. Like you watch like a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Right.
And it's the same as well.
And so maybe Charlie Chaplin himself, female, it was.
Yes. Or there's a, Charlie there's a Carly Chaplin and they do everything together.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I think that's right. And I also think it's important to note, like, not just representation of being like, and woman is also here, not saying anything or not being funny. Like when you right. watch all of those like comedy movies from like the 90s and they're like, we know women need to be here. We understand that, but they don't do a joke. They are like, guys, you're crazy.
Right.
You guys are being crazy.
So it's not just present. It's also perspective.
Yeah. Not just like spoken. There's two wives with their hands on their hips.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And yeah, that's a great, like, are we rewriting history here and like changing it so it's just like alternate universe, what has been men is now women. And that's just reality.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or is it
think...
a swap? Like are people's worlds going to be torn apart by this change, or are they just going to like accept it because that's just how things are?
Yeah.
Right.
So the holy, would you go back and stop the Kennedy assassination? Does the flutter of us, the butterfly wings of us, changing representation, does that start a typhoon?
Right. So my original thought would be sort of a wake up tomorrow and things are better type thing. But
okay. We
could do a go back in time. I think I would warn you if we're changing all of history, which is bad, most of it. I wouldn't care for it. That's a more powerful wish. And that's to balance it out. We will have a more powerful cost, right?
Definitely. So, yes. And also, I mean, I feel like the cost is almost included in there as well. You're like, it could, who's to say? Everything that you know will be different.
Yeah. I think a lot of people try to talk about, you know, if the world were reversed, right? If it had been matriarchy instead of patriarchy, that like, oh, there'd be no more wars. And I don't believe that. I feel like the wars would be different. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've proven that just through nature of like the Elizabeth Holmes, the female CEO, like people, capitalism is evil. Hot take coming out hot first 4 minutes of their podcast. It would be different, but it would exist. I remember a while ago they started, there was some project in the works that was basically Lord of the Flies, but women. And people were like, well, the whole point of Lord of the Flies is that actually if women were there, that would never happen. They'd work together.
Oh,
and
my God,
like,
please.
Are you? That's actually
what?
Somehow I know what you're trying to say, but my brain is now being like, that's actually somehow I'm taking that personally. Like, no.
Like the only reason that women work together is because we have to, because there's not enough women representation. That's the only reason that we're all on the same page right now.
There would for sure be the same exact thing. Like some people would just be like, okay, we need a leader. We need somebody to take the reins on this. And then I'll be the forager. Somebody else will have the make the shelter. But then surely there would be like three people that were like, or hear me out, we could kill each other. Just putting that out there. Like that is, and that's duality. That's feminism.
That is
true equality.
I think there would be less death. There'd be less murder, but like there'd be a lot more like deep psychological damage.
Mm-hmm.
I think is how it would work.
My thought on it would be that there'd probably be fewer open wars and like mad assassination. Like they would be a little more subtle about the way they attack each other, but still tons and tons of death and war.
The amount of cold wars we would have had.
Yeah.
The amount of cold wars we would have. Just because that truly is how it is. I'm not going to bomb you. I don't want to kill civilians. But I want you to think about me.
Yeah, I want you to know what you did.
Yeah.
I want you to figure out what you did. And I want you to apologize for it.
Yeah.
I think there would be fewer big bombs that are clearly compensating for something, but lots of small bombs everywhere.
Yeah, truly. Really bringing back like kind of that anthrax era of nostalgia. Like I think that would work for women in charge. My other question about this, or my caveat about the reality of this wish that we are making come true would be, you know, a lot of times we like to talk about, I recently watched all of Seinfeld in the pandemic, which is why this is also on my mind. Great show. Lovely show. Very funny. And a lot of Jerry Seinfeld's bits are like, women are like this. Why do they take so long in the bathroom? And you're like, wow, okay, love it. He's not wrong, but it's a lot.
That was about all of comedy in the 90s, I believe. Especially stand-up.
And so, you know, there's a lot of, and people don't inherently act one way or the other because of like their biological makeup. It's like conditioning. So if there is more women representation in media and by and large, does that change like our understanding of stereotypes or things of that nature? Because if we are, I guess if we're a vote in against the reworking all of history motion of this wish would be like the very fabric of our understanding of society. Well, it's horrible, is necessary, basically built on like our preconceived notions based on like societal conditioning and misogyny and things like that. So maybe if we just do, we wake up tomorrow, it won't like break our understanding of life, if that makes sense.
Right. Because women wouldn't be what women are today if women had been able to just be what they wanted to be from the beginning.
It's good to break the reality of it really early on, like really make us understand that reality is weird and nothing makes sense. And then we can try and fix that as we go along.
We could also say like butterfly effect rules. We know that the terrible history that is with all its patriarchy and terrible things did end in there being a human civilization now. Odds are we make things better if we have representation going all the way back, but maybe weird unforeseen consequence there just isn't. But
yes, somehow more women representation also affected the world, and that an asteroid came down and just destroyed us.
Yeah, there's just something we couldn't see, but a weird series of consequences. There's so many times in history as it is that we could have wiped everything out and we just luckily didn't.
There's
a bunch of stories of nuclear bombs, like nuclear war being averted because someone was like, nah, I don't want to do my job. And maybe like women would be more diligent and would do their jobs, and then there would have been a nuclear war. Yeah.
Except probably the nuclear war wouldn't have even like been a thing. It's too flashy. It's too much.
It would be a bio war for sure. Just as
those are dangerous too.
Yeah, but it's different. It's classier. Okay, so let's say we wake up tomorrow, equal representation. Mm-hmm. I do have another question before we break the wish.
Yeah.
Would that mean that new media featuring women exists, or the same media exists, but like some men are replaced so it's equal 50-50?
Like, do you mean like pre-existing movies, or do you mean like CP24, yes, these guys lost their jobs and there's a bunch of women on the air now? Like,
yeah,
not that like, I'm like calling out CP24 on their representation. Yeah,
you're a misogynist, CP24. We're coming for you. You're canceled. Yeah, because I guess my brain wrapping it around, and I know I can hear myself speaking. I can hear that I'm being annoying. I know that I'm breaking down this. I'm getting, if I was listening to this podcast, I'd be like, you're getting too caught up in the minutia. Nobody cares.
No, it's good to get this out of the way off the top. You're doing this when you should be doing it. If you do this at the end, then I'm like, we've already, but now is a good time.
Now we've worked.
But is this instantaneous? You wake up and it's like, you know, like a bunch of men have discovered that they have lost their jobs because they're being replaced by women? Or is it a gradual process of like, look, we're going to make these changes over the course of like
because
the next
also
year?
Equal representation would basically mean that they have to create so much media because there's already so much past media that people still consume now based on like the streaming net streaming and all that means like we would now have to create three movies to compete with the Austin Powers trilogy or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, so how does that work? Or it doesn't mean that every movie and every show now gets made swapped. And it's the same exact thing.
I think there will be more Ghostbusters reboots. Yes, they will continue the female Ghostbusters.
Yes.
as an example. I think there'd be a lot of stuff like that, but I think, yeah, I think it would be, there would be a little lag time, because if we're not changing all of history, I don't think we're changing stuff that's been recorded as of today and not released.
Yeah, okay.
But I think
like a law or something. Like, it's not, it's, I mean, it is magic. So it's in
a it's like a magic coincidence that, like, just every show that's writing, like, they suddenly have a bunch of male characters just leave the show, whether by death or by, like, just leaving the depending on the type of show. And then suddenly a bunch of female characters are introduced, and now it's, like, even.
Okay, great.
And I mean, this is kind of a thing, like new productions, like there is a thing where they need to prove that a certain percentage of the people working on a show, at least here in Canada, like are women. And so maybe they did a season of a show and the next season they need to show, let's say there's at least 50% women on staff. Maybe they do have to get, like, this is actual. They might have to get rid of a cinematographer and replace him with a female cinematographer. So it kind of is a thing that's happening where maybe some men aren't getting hired back, you know, for a job that they had, because they're having to behind the scenes have equal. Just saying.
Yeah, there will be a shakeup period, as like whole industries are deeply uneven.
Yeah,
and
truly.
There will have to be a lot of people who will shift industries because of that, right? Like, even though the magic is making it so that it's pushing in the direction of female representation, I think we'd end up seeing more male representation in currently female dominated fields, because that's where the jobs would suddenly be.
They have to go somewhere. They still have to work.
Yeah.
More male representation.
A whole lot more male, like school teachers and nurses and stuff like that, because they got to work somewhere. And now all those women could get acting jobs and carpentry jobs and world leader jobs as the world becomes less sexist in that way.
Yes.
And speaking of just because I feel like a little bit shitty, like, because we're just talking about like male, female, like, can we just say that just for the purposes of this, we're just saying male, female, but like, I just want to acknowledge that not everyone is male, female.
Yeah. Here's how I imagine it in my head. Based on the makeup of how society identifies, that representation now has to be reflected. So I don't know the statistics, obviously. I don't know numbers or whatever. But let's say it's not 50-50 men, women. That representation needs to be reflected in world leader positions, in acting, in media, all of these things. It's like, I don't think this is the actual thing, but if it's like, okay, 40% are men, 30% are women in the world makeup, 20% are non-binary, 10% are gender non-conforming. Like, that is the makeup in my head that I'm now imagining.
Yeah,
like
in reality, that's how I think it should work. And I think that's my question too, is like, are we talking about what we actually, like, actually it should just be representative of the actual makeup of genders and gender identities? Or is it like, is it a swap where it's like men are totally not represented per, you know, much like no one else has been represented up until now, men are not represented as per
their
racial.
Why I think it should just be equal, because men will digest that regardless as a slight and as less representation. If we make it fair, there's still going to be such a large portion that'll be like, huh, so I'm being discriminated against. And you're like, well, no, not actually. It's actually fair, statistically speaking, based on actual demographics of the world. I still think it'll be digested as a slight. So even if we go all the way and just are like, okay, now everybody else gets representation as opposed to men, how the world has been operating but flipped, I think even if we do it fair, people will be like, still be upset. And that's
and that's the thing for this. Are we being fair, or are we like getting revenge? Like,
so
is
the phrasing is specifically just that you get more women representation. So we have some space to try to decide how we're implementing this. I would aim for equal, but maybe that's selfish of me. I'll admit
You want a gig. No.
I want a gig.
This is all your angling. No, I think the best thing to do would be equal, because you can then use the fairness to back up when there is going to be pushback. Because if we're not rewriting history...
I'm sorry, Carly, you're making a classic mistake of thinking misogynists care about
no,
logic.
No, they're still
going
to be pissed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no effect.
Or like if there's like one female hockey announcer, it's like, I'm never watching hockey again.
Yeah.
Or yes. But I'm saying,
and this is like, there's nothing
upset,
they can point to because I don't think there will be a law. I think this will just be magic will just do it. And like, there'll be no way to figure out how it happened other than magic. But they'll still be
pissed. Can't go back because the magic still makes it happen. Like, you can't undo the magic.
No.
So I think even if men were like, oh, like if we got revenge or if we did it fairly, men, misogynists would still be upset. So I would rather do it fairly. So then when they try and talk to their wives and are like, can you believe this? The wives can be like, well, it's fair. I mean, it makes sense. Because they'll still be upset. I want them to hurt. Let's get that out of the way. I want revenge. But we can get revenge in a way that makes us look right. Like, you know, when you're getting in a fight with someone and you're like, I want to win, but I also want to look good. I don't want somebody to hear about this fight and be like, oh, Carly was on one. Like, Carly snapped. I want them to be like, wow, she really held her cool. But I know that I was pulling the strings the whole time making it happen. You know, let's play mind games as well. I'm always concerned with the optics.
This does feel slightly like a threat from you, but I support it.
Yeah.
Is fair enough, though? Like, is fair enough to change how things are?
I mean, it's a pretty big difference from how things are now.
I think if we can't undo all the movies and shows and history, I think that the best thing would be then to just snap to fair. Because if we're going to undo history, then I think it makes sense. Because then that's like, oh, in a bad way, in a way I think either way will never be enough. Because if we snap to revenge, right, I still think there's a concern of almost like, let's say romance novels, like the genre of romance, heavily female dominated, the most commercially successful genre, like, and you make a lot of money, but because it is consumed by women and written by women is not like, it's seen as silly, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if we go the whole other way and we're not just like, everything is neutral now, like everything is not necessarily gender neutral, but like it makes up this represents the world as we know it. I think there would be a lot of
interesting knock-on effects like that. Yeah. Like perhaps if all of society had more fair representation, then romance novels wouldn't have that stigma that they currently do have.
Yeah, totally.
I imagine there's got to be a lot of other things like that, that like the male-dominated version of it seems like the more legitimate version in our society because that's just sort of how the society works. But like, you know, female versions of sports are often viewed in a second tier, but there's not really any good reason for that.
Yeah. Or even just the understanding of like, women writers make up such a vast majority of sci-fi and they are critically successful with like a sci-fi audience. And yet people who don't read sci-fi assume that it's for men. Does that make sense as well? Like, like just society views as like anything that I see is for men is written by men as well. And I don't even know anything about this, but I'm assuming that's how it is. Like, I think there would be just some effects of, yeah, like what would be deemed as better or worse, which would be interesting. And there's literally no way to ever know because this would never happen. But, or maybe it would, but.
I just really want like an unfair advantage for a while though. You know, I want to be able to just be like shitty at stuff and just like not try and just like have things handed to me and just say things and people know what I'm talking about. Like, I just would like just a little, like, can we just do like a year or something where we get
well, I think the good news about being equal would be, I mean, I have not met you in person, Laura. I have met Maddox and I've seen myself in the mirror. If all gender is equal, then if you're white, that you can just be horrible. You can just be fail upwards to the 100th degree as well. Like, you can, if that's just the now, that would be the level of like oppression that would, I guess, the world would be based on as well.
Carly, did you have to look at yourself in the mirror to realize you were white? Is that?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm leading up to. I guess I didn't look at my name. I guess I just didn't even look at the name Carly Thorne and think, that might be white. There's no way to know until I look in the mirror for a bit.
Or down at your arms?
Yeah, or my legs. Yeah, really anything. There was lots of signs, I guess, pointing to one direction. But I needed that final confirmation from the mirror.
I'm glad you got there.
I'm not smart.
As much as I'd love to be able to give you that, Laura, that you have a couple months of pure advantage, I think aiming for about equal.
Oh, I have a great idea.
Love it. Let's
okay. So we do like 5 days of like flipped, right? So it's like 5 days where it's like, no, now women are men and men are women. And all the men like freak, right? Because it's like, and then we say, okay, we're listening. Let's just make it fair. And then maybe they'll accept that, right? Like, and they won't, they'll be like, okay, like, they'll be more accepting if it's just equal. If they see like 5 days of like their whole world is falling apart.
Right.
So we get 5 days of like being able to just do whatever we want. And then it's equal. So we get like a little holiday and then they are a little bit more receptive to the equality thing. Right.
Hmm.
I do love the revenge of it all. It must be said. But I
think you've inspired my first ironic cost.
Okay. I have some, maybe this will be part of the cost because I do have some questions about, this is such a hard thing to do because I don't want to sound like a pick me that's like men deserve rights because I don't like men. That's the end of the sentence, I guess. But I worry when you're talking about representation, that'll be my caveat. That'll be my break a wish possibility issue with this when we'll get there.
Okay.
I have questions. Go for it.
I'm going to try to pitch mine just because I just got in my brain inspired by Laura talking about like just wanting some time where she's got the pure advantage.
Yes.
So here's how I'm going to do it. You get to have equal representation as of tomorrow.
Got it.
But then every, I'm going to say 6 months, it flips to one side having a little bit more representation and starts going back and forth and getting more and more unequal as time goes on.
Okay.
So for example, like tomorrow it's perfectly equal. There's perfect even representation between male and female. Then 6 months after that, women have the advantage by about 1% for six months. Then it goes to males having the advantage by about 1% for 6 months. Then it goes to women having the advantage by about 2% for 6 months. And it keeps on getting more and more unbalanced as time goes on.
So in like 50 years, it's like 100% difference.
Yeah, basically like we end up with 6 months where all men have jobs and no women have jobs. And then in 6 months where it goes back the other way. And that's just the future after 50 years.
Yeah, I worry about the economic implications of that.
Well, we wouldn't make it. 50 years doesn't, the human race would not exist for 50 years if this was chaos.
Yeah, that's actually real. Like, I just think society would crumble.
And like, if someone had that much power, they'd just be like, well, let's just murder all these people and then we'll just always get the advantage. Like, there'd just be, it would be.
Why would you murder something that you don't have to fear because they have no power because of the magic?
But you know that it's coming back.
It's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe no one's aware about the switch, but you, like you know that you did this wish, so you know it's happening. But everyone else just accepts this as the reality of things because
like,
it just happens
life.
Magically.
There's nothing to do. Yeah,
I don't.
And it happens kind of subtly.
But imagine getting through those 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing. I'm not on board with Maddox's idea. I don't.
And you know,
think
we have to do.
Work,
we'd have to do like. We can't do an even number of months because then someone's always getting like the winter and they're getting
February.
Stuck with the winter. Yeah. Right. Like who wants that? And then someone gets like all the good months. Like it has to be like an uneven number. So I don't want this at all. So I don't know why I'm trying to fix it. But like there's got to be
like,
some kind of
about
equality.
It. I'm not on board, but let's
we can
talk.
Do it.
Okay.
We can do it year to year. So you at least get a whole year and there's a little stability and there's no one's getting just winters.
Mm-hmm. That might be it.
Year to year. We get 100 years then before society definitely has collapsed.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. That's better. I think that's at least better. But
I think
my
I still
pitch.
Went probably
here's
too terrible. But,
yeah, mine's pretty terrible too, though. So don't worry.
Okay.
So everything is equal, but that also then means that all of the horrible things about like being a man or men do, women do. So women commit suicide at a higher rate. Women make up like a much larger prison population. No mental health access for women. Or, you know, across the board, like as well, different, but basically it's like a full switch as well. Like everything that is negative about being a man is now applied to being a woman. I would venture to then say that this reality exists in the sense that people who are not cis, everything that I don't know what would be bad about being cis, to be quite honest. I don't have enough information about that. But it's like you also have to have it's a double-edged sword.
So it sounds like basically you're saying everyone gets toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Applies. Like you get fair representation, but everyone has to experience.
Men get the good stuff too. Like men get being believed much more in a crime situation. Not in all crimes, but like if a woman witnesses a robbery, there's like some insane statistic where it's like, they'll be like, woman, what did you see? You know what I mean? And things like that, like a very reliable witness.
Unless it's sexual assault.
I know. That's why I said it's only robberies. Like, yeah. It's no, not that. Or like women get off murder charges at like a exponentially higher rate than men. So things like that. And then, yeah, like things like mental health. Like, yeah, we'd get toxic masculinity, but then men, it would be way more acceptable for men to go to therapy, which would just be good across the board. But we can't. Like, we can, but we think it's bad.
I could cry without being punched by a friend. That'd be nice.
Exactly. So, okay. So Maddox is on board with this so far.
I mean, there's, I see how it goes both ways. That's what I was like.
Exactly.
I was like, there are some nice little treats for me in there.
Yeah. So things of that nature.
So I was talking about a full swap of what it means to be those genders, basically.
And more like the societal implications, like,
right.
Because the way that we're going forward, the way that this wish works, I think the most healthy way would be like, let's destroy the idea of gender, the construct of gender as a whole, and work towards like representation as a human race, right? But we're not doing that. This is representation for women, more representation for women. So my way to break this is like, let's make the gender lines rigid. We are... like they are this, they are hard and fast, and now they're switched.
Okay. Yeah. We definitely agree that that's not the best outcome here, but that's no. Not the point. We're breaking wishes. So yeah,
exactly. I came here to break wishes.
I know. It's funny. Like really the reality that I would really actually like, exactly. It's like, I almost need to make things so much worse in order to make this happen by just like having these extreme definitions and stereotypes of gender that like we're kind of getting away from. So I don't know why we're messing with this. It's like, I feel like things are getting a better.
Yeah, the better thing to do would be like fast forward a couple years.
Yeah, exactly. To like, I was saying the other day,
what
I'm like,
we're doing.
By the time my kids are older, like, you know, they will have to, there's so much that they won't need to worry about, and language will be different and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, so yeah,
but
really,
I'm
we're
proposing
just
a world in which we can't cry. Like, now people are like, come on.
It's like,
woman,
we're really
up.
Leaning in.
Girls don't cry.
I mean, I want that same tomorrow as you guys, but yes. I will warn you that patriarchy will not go gently into that sweet night. Like, there are going to be.
No.
It's not.
Rage against that dying
life. There's going to be a lot of rage against that. It's going to be rough. So,
yeah. I guess also that would mean that women would be called women and men would be called boys, too.
Oh.
Right.
I'd be like, look at those boys over there. Anyways, I'm a woman.
Okay, well let's try Laura. Laura, do you got a break for this?
I mean, mine is just that people would realize how shitty women are. Like, because right now it's like men have all the power, so we can just openly be like, this is shitty about men, and this is shitty, and like, they are the worst. And like, they kind of have to like, well, yeah, I'm the worst. Like,
yeah, you're saying that women are kind of like when you're on a group project and the person is just poking holes. We're poking holes, but we're not providing any ideas.
Exactly. Like, and like, we know right now it's like women are seen as, oh, we support each other. We're like working together and because we have to. Right. And it's like, if it's equal, well, men are just going to feel, you know, as if, because obviously some men just think women are shitty and treat them like garbage. But like, it would just, we wouldn't have that kind of like, hey, we're not on top. So we all have to work together and be supportive. It would just be like, we'd be just as bad in different ways. We'd be just as bad. And everyone would realize, hey, women aren't the answer. It's just the human
power
race
dynamics.
Is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'd have no clout anymore.
On top.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a Lord of the Flies discussion. It's just like, power is bad. Like, an unequal distribution of power from one group to another will always be toxic, which is true. Yeah. I think that's correct. Also, I think like, I did a show on Friday and a man came up to me and my troupe afterwards and he was like, can I buy you guys a shot? And we were like, hell yeah. And he was like, great. I used to not like female comedians, but now I do.
Ooh.
And we
were you don't have to say that.
I know, that's
even
an inside
if it's in
thought.
Your brain.
Inside brain thought. You could just keep it in. And we were with two guys who are stand-ups and they were like, that's so fucked up. Why are you doing that? And I was like, free shot though. Like, and I'm making positive change. He likes women now. But it's like there are certain aspects of misogyny that are beneficial to women. Like very little. But you know what I mean? Like you can play the game. You're like, if
it's not worth
exist,
it on the trade, but you still like those perks.
Yeah. So I think when women are, I'm saying it as if this is happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
When women are in charge, if this is like, or if this is the reality we're arguing for or against, there would be like, things would fall apart pretty quickly as well. Yeah. That was,
I guess.
Good
okay.
Too.
So Laura, I like your idea. I'm trying to just come out with some specific concrete things to kind of like put it in. To make it something that it's easy to say, like, here are some of the concrete things that will be the result of that.
Yeah.
So, weirdly, like, the one that came to my mind is that, like, everyone would be okay with the C word, I guess.
What?
No, truly. I think that's true. Well, no, I know. Because, I think like, that's right. Because dick is norm. Like, dick is
exactly.
Fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because it's,
they are functionally the same swear, except for the one is a slur
because of,
it's
like,
attacking.
Years of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, because of the connotation behind it, because it's like, when people say dick, it's not people being like, ah, because dicks are bad and ew. It's like, it's the C word is bad because of like the connotation it's used and what it communicates, which I think is true. I heard somebody say the C word the other day and it made me laugh from shock. I have not heard it out loud in like years. I don't know if ever. I like was shocked to hear it.
And I'll be clear, I'm not saying that that's like something I want to happen.
No,
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying.
You texted me before the podcast and you said, I'm going to try and get us so that the C word is legal. And I said, Maddox, the C word's legal.
You were the guy who yelled it.
To say it. Yeah. You actually were the guy that told me that you didn't like female comedians. That was you.
It's not true. I was busy working upstairs.
No. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Okay.
This is also part of the history we are rewriting, is that Maddox Campbell is also the perpetrator of all ill words uttered.
Maddox Campbell did the Kennedy assassination in this universe as well. That's my the thing I need from this breaking a wish.
But in maybe in this world, then as a result of that, Jackie O becomes president and that's fine.
Yeah, I guess if it's in this world, you just killed the president's husband.
Right.
So, okay. That's all you did. So it's fine. It's like fucked up, but it's not earth shattering.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other concrete things. And then probably being killed on the way to jail to cover up a conspiracy or something. But
yeah, that's for a different podcast.
That's for another day.
I don't know what podcast.
I feel like
but
the consequences of mine are pretty minor. Like what Carly was saying, it's like, oh man, like I can't kind of just like get out of like a speeding ticket by being like, oh, what? You know?
Yeah, or even like and I'm not saying that I think people understand this at this point in the podcast, but it's like, I'm not arguing the point being like, well, if you actually think about it, women have it easy, because that's not what I'm saying. But like, there are also things in your mind of being like, you're like, well, if things don't really work out, I'm sure I could, you know, be a homemaker, or young women exponentially have a much greater opportunity to be like a sugar baby or things of that nature. Like there are things that then if things were switched, you'd be like, fuck, like there is a pretty big pressure placed on men to be like a breadwinner and achieve. If we're talking about to like the role, the rigid gender lines being switched, like you would be like, I have to make money to support my family, you know, like if, and things like that, where it would almost be like more capitalistic in this world as well, or not more, be, we'd experience it to a greater extent, because I think women oftentimes are more seen as like the consumer as opposed to like the breadwinner in like really sexist societal like conversations, I guess.
Which also just kind of leads me into like, this is a bit of a, like an aside, I guess, but it's like, because we're talking about representation, not true mm-hmm. equality. And one thing that I am currently struggling with and feeling resentful to the world about is like women who choose to have children. It's like it's so difficult to achieve like actual equality, because it's like those women are like out of the workforce for long periods. They're kind of tethered. If they are, you know, nursing the baby, they're like tethered to their house. They can't leave. They don't have like, you know, it's like they have to make active choices about how they're feeding their kids, or whether they're like going to go back early to work when maybe their body, their body has to heal from this and stuff. Whereas that's not something that, and you know, hate to say it, I've actually been asked in an interview if I was planning to have children in the near future, which is illegal. Still have been asked. So
in a job interview?
Yes.
Yeah, job interview. Just fully illegal, not allowed.
I know. And this is the thing, is in the moment is like, I wanted the job, and am I like, I didn't know. It's like, do I say, excuse me, you're not allowed to ask me that question, and I definitely don't get the job? Or do I say, why, yes, I am planning to have children, and then I don't get the job? So I kind of was like, oh, blah, blah, and muttered something. I still didn't get the
who's
job. Anyway,
to say?
It's like, so this is the thing, is
question inspired by this about this universe, because that does have me thinking, like, there are, especially in the workforce, like women having children, or not even women necessarily, but again, we're living in a world that is inherently very misogynist and has rigid gender roles.
Yes.
I don't think it's right. I didn't make the rules. But when women like leave to go to work, I mean, go home, it's like maternity leave is seen like, oh, you're taking time off work. Or, and people think of like, people think of homemakers or stay-at-home mothers as people who don't have real jobs, when like, if you bill the hours that and the work that they are doing, it is like six figures. Like people, a cleaner, a cook, a nanny are very expensive jobs, right? So if the roles are switched, right, and we're talking about this third situation of like, women kind of can't, people realize women suck or whatever. Do men also suck in the universe? Like, if we're flipping the roles of representation, and now men are staying at home with kids at an exponentially higher rate than women are, because it's expected that the woman goes back to work, right? Are people then like, yes, brave, how brave and awesome? Because you know, every once in a while, like, a man will like wear eyeliner to work and people are like, king of representation, and you're like, he's not doing anything. Like, it's not bad. I don't think what he's doing is bad, but we'll like roll out the red carpet for that. I'm saying is the equality that we realize that people across the board suck,
right? Like everyone is just terrible. It's not and I think that's the thing, if we're going equal, then it's just realizing everyone is terrible. If we're going a flip, then it's like, yeah, a man like feeding his baby from a bottle, someone's gonna tell him what an awful father he is for not like breastfeeding, right? And like
how
a woman just like merely existing in public with a child who's like, you know, not wearing a hat and like has food all over its face. It's like, good for you.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
I think that your idea, your break of this wish might be the most might be the closest we can get. I think that me and Maddox, we overshot the bill a little bit there. We went a little hard.
Mine destroys all of humanity within 50 to 100 years. Yeah,
and mine is like,
years.
Women commit suicide more. And everyone's like, okay, maybe not. So I think if we can, because realizing that women kind of, in this universe, like women kind of have to step up to the plate and realize how hard it is. Or are let up to the plate is a better word. It's not like we don't want to, just been fully not allowed. That is good because that seems actually the closest to true equality we can get in this kind of rigid gender roles universe we kind of have created with this wish. Like just being like, everybody has to do this thing now. It's not a choice. It's not like women just get to do whatever job they want. It's like everybody has to work. And has to experience how hard it is to be in the world, period.
I agree. I think Laura's is closest to balanced. I think we're getting close to where we have to wrap the episode up. So I think what we need now is just to get the wording precise enough that we can put it out to our audience to put it to a vote. So Laura, I'm gonna ask you to try to make it as concise of a little statement. Like, you get this, but this. And how would you phrase this to make it as clear to the audience as possible about what this wish is?
Okay. So once again, I'm just, you know, it's just men and women for this thing. Like as words, you know what I mean? Like I feel weird about it. I just,
we'll just say, if you're fully non-binary, gender non-conforming, this wish just will miss you. It's just about fixing the extremes.
Okay. You're
still there. You're not erased. You're just not affected by this magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. So there is, you're putting me on the spot having to speak.
It's a podcast. It's like,
you said you could edit out how dumb I am, right?
I can.
Okay. what was the wish?
There is more representation for women.
Right. There's more representation for women, but the cost is that everyone realizes that women are also garbage.
Okay. So there is no, they get no protection as the fairer sex. Yeah. It's just phrasing it as people think women are garbage is a hard way to phrase it out to the audience. I get the concept. I'm just trying to find the wording.
Okay, so there's more representation for women, but it is like illuminated and revealed that women do not have a higher ability or a deeper understanding of how to fix the world in any way.
Or there's equal representation for women, but it just leads everyone to realize women are just as bad as men.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, that's nice and concise. I think that's something we can throw out to our audience.
I just like, are women just as bad as men? That's a whole other...
You know what? Yeah, that's the trick.
That's a different episode. Yeah. That's a different episode.
That may not even be true, but that's what we'll put as the cost. People will then believe that women are just as bad as men.
Yes.
Believe.
That way.
Yes.
Magic is there.
I love it.
All right. So that's, I guess we'll, yeah, I would,
yeah.
I guess we should actually do the final vote. Would we take this wish if presented to us? What about Laura? Would you take your own? If that was, you had the choice of either take it or don't take it. That's the offer from the genie. Would you take it?
You know what? This is tough because I like the fact that women can all kind of, it feels like a little team, that there's people who've got your back. You know what I mean? I like that. I like feeling like I'm part of a club who supports each other. And I think it's really beautiful and wonderful and special. But ultimately, it's like, I think if there was equal representation, just women ultimately would have more rights and be better protected because there'd just be people looking out for their needs more. So it's like, I think I would have to sell out this little kind of like special, nice group that I'm part of just so that women's needs could actually be better. Address. So I think I'd have to take it and just like hate everybody.
Fair. Carly, what about you?
I would take it as well. I think this wish gets us closer to just destroying the gender binary. So I think
that's
we're
good. True. That's true. Yeah.
Maddox?
I mean, I'm not going to be the one not to take it. So I'm sorry. I think we need to turn this dial up a little bit.
Yes.
Just a little bit. So you're still getting your equal representation for women, but now not as bad as men. The slander that people believe. You get equal representation in all the places that matter, but the slander that people throw at women is worse than it is now. We need to turn that dial up. You guys still taking it?
Like what? Like women are emotional and things like that. People believe it? Like that kind of
thing? Like
slander.
It's all, yeah, it's all just considered cultural standard. And it's perfectly okay to just like.
That is annoying. And that also
call
feels
out women
like
for being
less...
women and all their shit because they're. In the
that's
position
less
of power,
in the
so
binary as well. Like the that, thing yeah. that was attractive about the original one was like, okay, now it's just like we're all vibing. We're all people.
Yeah.
Right.
This is now like men versus women. So I wouldn't take it, I don't think.
Yeah, that if there was still the distinct gender stereotype type stuff going on with this, I don't think I would take it. Like I think the only advantage would be like we're all this kind of gray mass that's indistinguishable in how crappy we are.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to get myself in trouble then because maybe I shouldn't be the one to go out of the line here, but I would still take it.
Well, we know you love to yell the C word, so all you want is this reality where you can just use
reason.
It freely.
I mean, I might do it once because it would be nice, but I'm saying the reason that I would take this is that I actually think that there is a value in the diversity of perspective that I think overall society would benefit from.
Yeah,
having more female representation.
It would be different. I think it's just we have never experienced, like I've never experienced somebody saying that in a non, like in a way that, it, like somebody saying something, the slander against women in a way that isn't like you're inferior, if that makes sense. But in this world, you're not inferior. It's just hard to wrap your head around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we got it.
Yeah, we got it for the episode anyway. I hope I don't get in trouble for going against
canceled.
The women on the women representation episode. But we've got Laura and Carly are not
you've
willing
just
to take
proved, you've
female representation.
The point, Maddox.
Why I might it. Have. I'm sorry. So the wish is we get equal representation for women, but they get more cultural vitriol for being women on account of that. Laura and Carly are unwilling to take it. I'm saying it's worth it, and I'm taking the wish. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook. And you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Carly Thorne, you can find her on Twitter at Carly S. Thorne, on Instagram at Carly Thorne, without the S, and check out her YouTube channel, Uncarly. For more Laura Salvis, you can find her on Instagram at TheSalvatron. Also, consider this your friendly reminder to anyone who's booking comedy stuff that, though she gets out less after having two babies, she's still funny and bookable, and you should put her on your show, podcast, or whatever. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hey everyone, you're invited to Harpy Hour!
I'm Tracy.
I'm Liz.
I'm Steph.
We are the Harpies, and Harpy Hour is our new podcast featuring ridiculous stories in history, science, and entertainment.
Were you ever suspicious that pigeons were secretly spying on you?
How do you know who to eat first if you survive a shipwreck?
Do problematic musicals send you into an uncontrollable rage?
If so, then Harpy Hour might be your new favorite podcast. That's H-A-R-P-Y for Harpy, and new episodes air every Tuesday wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can also find us on all social media at Harpy Hour Pod.
And check us out on HarpyHourPodcast.com.
Okay, bye!
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.